I think sometimes we can take for granted the parables of Jesus or the stories of the gospel sometimes that we hear them so often that we might hear today's gospel and say, well, Jesus cures a few blind men. We've heard that story before, and while it's a great miracle, we've gotten kind of used to the idea that Jesus cures blind people and deaf people and even raises the dead. But I think it's important, again, as we go through our yearly cycle, once again, from the beginning at Advent, that we realize we're going to keep going around these same stories our whole life. Each time, I think we need to look and see if we can't find something a little different that should maybe strike us as something we hadn't seen before. Now, certainly, the blind being able to see is prophesied to be a great sign of the coming of the Messiah. And that's what Isaiah tells us today. He says, "And out of the gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see." Isaiah is telling us what it will be like when the Messiah comes. So, on one hand, we can certainly say that Jesus's curing of these blind men today is a sign that the kingdom of God is coming, that the Messiah has arrived. But there were a couple details that stuck out for me today that I maybe hadn't noticed before. For one, look what it says here. It says, as Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him. And I stopped and thought about that for a second. Think about how hard it would be for two blind men to follow anybody. I mean, we're used to kind of the story where Jesus finds blind Bartimaeus by the side of the road, and Jesus stops, and Bartimaeus is there, and he cures him right there. But these two blind men, it says they follow Jesus. And no doubt this was not a straight road probably Jesus was going down. There are lots of people. It was probably not easy for two blind men to get up and go follow after Jesus. And then it says Jesus goes in the house, and it says the blind men approached him. How do they even know where Jesus is? And how do they go and stumble to find Jesus? Little details like that can sometimes, I think, just fly by. But think about two blind men following and approaching. How difficult that would be. And I thought about that particularly as a model for our own spiritual struggle through life. Because I think a lot of times we can become bogged down in the idea that we, even for those of us that have faith, from time to time feel like we don't really see Jesus all that well. Many times when people will say, you know, I haven't been to Mass for a while, for instance, they'll say, you know, I don't feel like I'm getting anything out of it. I don't feel like I'm even supposed to be there. Or people that do come, sometimes I'll actually have people who will come and even confess, Father, I went to Mass and I really didn't want to. Well, you know, that's not actually so sinful. In fact, that's not really a sin at all. In fact, going to Mass when we don't want to is sometimes a greater act of love than going to Mass when we are really excited about it. The important thing here is that we shouldn't get too bogged down on how we feel about going to Mass or following Jesus or living the moral life. It doesn't always feel great. It's wonderful if we come to Mass and we really are excited and Jesus gives us a beautiful insight into what the Eucharist is really all about. That's wonderful. But I think a lot of the times, life is a lot more like these two blind men, where we kind of know where we're supposed to be. Jesus, we can hear him. He's passing by, and we know we're supposed to kind of be in the church on Sunday. But there are many ways in which we're still blind. These two men get up, and they follow anyway. They don't sit there and say, well, yeah, that's Jesus, but I'm blind. How am I ever going to follow him? And they get up and they stumble around and they try and follow him and they go in the house and they approach him, whatever that would look like. And that's what we have to keep in mind too. When we feel like, we're kind of in the right place. We know enough that we're supposed to love Jesus and we're supposed to be doing this and that, but it just doesn't feel quite right. Well, that's when we just kind of stumble on and we are reminded that faith is not about seeing. remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. And faith is greatest precisely when we don't see, when we're like these two blind men, when we don't feel close to Jesus, when the great surety of our faith seems to have passed and we are in a bit of a dark night or a valley. That's precisely when we need to rely not on our sight, but on our faith, where we say, let's put the emotions aside for a little bit, to say, I'm going to go to Mass, even though I don't feel like it. And that is a greater act of love and faith than maybe we've made even on those days when we really feel like going to Mass. So today, in the midst of our Advent season, maybe there are ways in which we wish we could see Jesus better, and that's okay, to be comfortable with that, to say, whether I feel Jesus' presence or not, I'm going to stumble on. I will continue to look and find Jesus. And we know that when we do that, Jesus really is looking for us too, and he'll find us. That's the message of this Advent season. We stumble on in our blindness to find Jesus, and Jesus finds us, and the blind will see. Come, Lord Jesus.